1013 AD. Southampton, King Canute, by the seaside. The BBC side.
To them that he couldn't.
But you know that a lot of people think that he went down to show that he was a great guy and he could do anything.
Yes,
you know,
a lot of people... some people think that, yeah.
did you think that?
Yes. Well, I was a boy, we all were taught that at school, weren't we?
May I ask why you're asking
us? Radio 4. I'm a poet, and I'm going to go and do a reading in Waterstone's bookshop this afternoon.
All right. What's your name?
John Hegley.
John Hegley. I can't say I've heard of you.
Well, I know.
Sorry.
most people. I mean, there's not many poets, living poets, most people have heard of.
No.
Can you name any living poets?
Only Ted Hughes, I think.
I'm afraid Ted has gone
dead.
Under.
Yeah, Ted's dead.
I'll give you a piece of verse that I've made up. They have a three-legged dog and they call it Clover. And sometimes it falls over. And if it would have had four legs, maybe they'd have called it Lucky.
Oh. Thank you all for coming this afternoon to hear John Hegley. You're going to have some... Here's some wonderful poems, some wonderful jokes. Enjoy your afternoon and enjoy hearing John Hegley. And thank you very much, John, for coming along today. Thank you.
This is called Egg Cozy. Before its head is splitted, the egg is fitted with knittedness. Before the silver smash, a pause for fashion consciousness. And that's the best one, really. So if you didn't like that, you're in for a whale of an afternoon, aren't you? Okay, flannel. We'll come back to... But here's a flannel poem. A playful young woman of Rill made a plateful of rarebit for Bill. But Bill couldn't cope. It was slices of soap on a facecloth put under the grill. He said to her, I do not care for this manner of toiletry fare. I don't like the taste or the concept of waste, but he had to admit it was rare. And this one's in just because it's quite nearby. This is a comparison of New Faces and New Milton. New Faces was a television talent show in the 1970s where a man on the panel called Tony Hatch told contestants they were totally useless. New Milton is a place in Hampshire. From the family pack, perhaps a page number, and I shall do the page of your choosing.
73.
Not an excuse to talk. 73 is called poetry. Actually, I should try and sing this, actually. Poetry don't have to be living in a library. There's poetry that you can see in the life of everybody. A liquor paints a lovely piece of writing. Tongue of the paintbrush giving something drab a dab new sheen. A lick of paint's exciting. Poetry, language on a spree. I wanna be a leaf on the poetry. lingerie. They're a folk who like to see Latin in their poetry and plenty of obscurity. Me, for instance, only joking. How I like to listen to the lingo. This was written before the Berlin Wall came down. The ticket inspector said, "I'm a defector," but spoke like a native and broke into song. He sang about cricket while building a wicket, and Stevenson's rocket came rolling along. And out of the rocket stepped old Davy Crockett, who waved to his mother and went into bat. "I'm cracking at cricket and I've got no ticket," he said, showing off in his usual hat. The backwoodsman's mum said, "I'm coming, old chum," and she bowled an alarm clock from out of the blue. And the man at the sticks said, "I'll knock it for six, even though it's been set for 1:45. And suddenly a trolley came through the bookshop. The geezers, they pushed it and whooshed it and whooshed it and pushed it. And then it was hid, hid in the bookshop in Southampton, which is difficult to rhyme with. Oh, yes, yes, it is. And that is the end of this poem. It's ruined. La 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 la.
Class at the minute, yeah, but for war poets, stuff like that.
Can you say a line of poetry?
Yeah, I probably could. Just
can you think of anything if you rank your brain?
If I did, yeah.
Jack the Ripper.
Oh yeah,
don't you? I don't know that one.
Do you know Jack the Ripper? Well, how does it go? Tell us.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought he knew it.
Nah.
But do you know there was a young woman from Leeds who swallowed a packet of seeds within half an hour?
She.
In half an hour. Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Go on, tell me.
In half an hour, she gets. They grew a flower on her head or something like that, weren't
it? Now, there was a young woman from Leeds who swallowed a packet of seeds. Within half an hour, her tits were in flower and you couldn't see a fanny for weeds.
Right. I know that bit.
No? Now, I'm going to introduce you. I'm not only here on my own, I'm here with my chum Simon Munnery. And so if you could give some love for Simon, I'm sure he will perform that much more. Simon Munnery is now coming forward from the back. Here comes Simon with his own glasses.
Hello.
So this is about King Canute. And this is a sort of really meditations upon the thoughts of King Canute. And Simon is going to play the king. And I am going to play the courtier. O regal thee of tall repute, you set the world to suit. If thou should wave the waves away, we'd see the sea reroot.
Such flattery, you'll say I can invent the battery-free wind-up radio next.
And computer-generated text.
Well, let's see if I can stop the sea. Take me to the beach.
Of course, we long to see you teach the tide a lesson. Shall we reach the sea air using the chair with the poles and the four soles to lift it?
Just shift it, will you?
Slaves, conduct the king to the waves and let us see how it behaves itself.
Now we're at the seaside. What would you have me say?
Tell it to go away. And maybe if you spat at it to show your disdain.
How about if I made it rain as well?
You won't be able to do that, will you, sir?
Me? Not make it rain? The very greatest Dane? You ungracious groveller. you grain.
Of truth?
Of lies, I despise you, do you realise? Despise.
Sir, sir, how you rant.
You're supposed to be an elephant.
Do you mean sycophant, sir?
Look here, I've had quite sufficient of you and your insubordinate behaviour. And I'm the king of all England and Scandinavia. And I'm going to shave your beard off.
No, sir, no. I look so weird, sheared and beardless. Who would be afeard of a beardless Viking?
Oh, so it's not to your liking. All right, I'll let you off. Just scoff you not, rot breath, for your beard's death is not too far distant. Oh, my feet are getting moist.
Get into your chair, sir. I'll get the lads to hoist you.
Blow that for a game of soldiers. Why can't I just be something water-resistant and floating?
Sir, you've turned into a canoe.
Who has?
You, sir. You've turned from canute to canoe.
A canoe?
No, sir.
An elephant?
No, sir. A canoe. Sir.
Rotty?
You're floating away, sir.
Goodbye, Rotty. Goodbye, Southampton.
Very glad to be here with you. Except for you. Didn't I meet you in Moscow once? Oh, no. No. No, I think I'm going a bit crazy. It's a jungle out there, you know. And in here, it's a jungle. This studio
what
reminds me of the town hall
Sodronie,
where I was born.
Капетни.
And now I would like to play some Prokofiev. Love cuts. Love juts out and you walk right into it. Love cuts. Love comes and goes. Love's a rose. First you smell the flower, then the thorn gets up your nostril. Love gives you the chocolates, then love gives you the chop. It doesn't like to linger. Love cuts. Love shuts up shop and shuts it on your finger. Love cuts. Love's very sharp, a harpoon through an easy chair, a comb of honey in your hair. Just wait until the bees come home and find you just relaxing there. Love cuts. Love guts the fish of what you wish for and leaves it in the airing cupboard. Love cuts. Love huts fall down as all the walls get falser. Love cuts. Love struts around on stilts of balsa wood. Love cuts. Love gives you a sweeping bow, then ploughs a furrow deep above your eyebrow. Love cuts, love curtsies, then nuts you where it really hurtsies. Love cuts, love butts in when you're in full flow. And you're so glad your heart's aglow, but like it comes, it likes to go without so much as a cheery cheerio. And you miss it so, till next time.
Oh, don't you hear the old man say,
goodbye, farewell, goodbye, farewell.
Thank you very much and farewell from me, John Hegley, and Simon Munry, who played himself, Andrew Bailey, who played the harmonica, and Lenin. The programme was produced by Nigel Piper.